Hello, curious ones, and welcome back to Route 37, the podcast of many topics. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Jen. Welcome.
This is where we take you on a winding ride of not only our stories, but the stories of others for y'all that want to come and be a guest and have something to say, because I believe in the human condition there are a few things that we do require but don't always admit. And I believe that being seen and heard is one of them. And this is where we'd like to give you an outlet, a platform, to be able to speak your truth, because we're going to speak ours. We are going to ramble back and forth like we have been about sometimes nothing and everything all at once.
Yeah, so if you're new here, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
And as always,
stay curious.
Yeah. So what is the curiosity of the day? What's the date?
Shit.
Holy fuck.
It's Leif Erikson Day today.
Woo! Are we even allowed to say the S word on the podcast without any
SpongeBob?
Yeah. Are we allowed to say that out loud?
I don't get how it would be a trademark.
I guess, you know, with everything being so, even the scripted, you're not allowed to say that. Freedom of speech
not a sponsor,
is under, yeah, is under attack. Freedom of speech, I don't care what, who, when, where. Wow, it's a scary time, hell of a time to be at sea. And I mean that in all ways, sight and sound. Because I look forward to the day that the shop, we're in the countdown. Woo-hoo-hoo! July can't get here fast enough, y'all. I have a feeling it'll be sold before then. But that brings me to my next point is, the podcast is a wee bit of a blockage when you own a brick and mortar plant store. And there are certain maybe heftier topics that you want to talk about. But you know that it will affect your bottom line, you know. And I think that's where we want to be headed anyways.
I know, I feel like right now.
Some topics. And not only that, because of what I experienced this week. Physically, we're sitting ducks in this particular space, mm-hmm. where mom doesn't feel completely safe because there are a bunch of fucking dumbasses out there. Whether they, you know, mean harm or not, they definitely are finding me here in this brick and mortar spot. It's time to move on.
I know, I feel like right now the shop definitely
hinders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of our episodes are just us catching up, talking about. Yeah.
Where we should, we really, and I'm glad that I got the opportunity to start this way. And not that it will ever be scripted, but there will be subjects that we could stay on point and on task about.
You mean like Leif Erikson Day?
Exactly. Like mm-hmm. that, or whatever, like some heavier topics,
right.
like freedom of speech, to be able to talk about whatever and have whoever on the show to talk about whatever, whenever.
Do you know what Leif Erikson Day is? Happy Leif Erikson Day.
Happy Leif Erikson Day. I have a feeling it is very Nordic. It can't be just SpongeBob.
No.
Okay.
AI summed it up.
Yeah. Oh, goody! I can hardly wait. What does AI have to say?
AI says, better than what I could explain. Leif Erikson Day. It honors Leif Erikson.
Who is?
The Norse explorer. He's being credited with being the first European to set foot in North America. And
no
celebrates
way.
The contributions of Americans in
Is
North
that
America.
A fuck off to Christopher Columbus Day?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just reading what AI says, so everyone can shut the fuck up if they try and move forward with,
well, what's your source? What's your source?
Yeah.
Burn her! Burn her! She
day,
got her facts wrong!
The day also commemorates the arrival of the first organized group of Norwegian immigrants to the United States in 1825.
Well, do you know we're Nordic?
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. All I know is
I had to shove down my throat my whole that is Viking blood! That runs to your veins! And all I could picture is one of those fat chicks with a helmet. With the horns.
With the horns on it? With her fucking tits
out. And the very fucking turkey leg. You know, what is that? The Renaissance Festival that everybody goes to.
That just happened, actually.
Yeah, I hear that is so. I hear that. I've never been. I hear that's quite the. I'd love to dress up and hike these puppies to my fucking chin.
Literally.
And, you know, because I got to wear some of that nice, you know, corset where you really couldn't tell you were chubby.
Right.
Yeah. I'm all down for that.
But yeah, today is Leif Erikson Day.
So, I'm sorry, I did mean to interrupt. So, at the bottom line, it's just because they feel like he was the first European?
No fucking clue, I just know that.
So, what was Christopher Columbus?
I don't fucking know. My husband's not here, he could explain that.
Whoa.
Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
That's all fucking lies. All of it, you mean because that's what you were fed? I hear they just found Christopher Columbus's personal journals, and because it's all lies, whatever.
I don't know dick about dick.
I don't either, and you got that for me. And that's cool, because we know a few things about a few things, but you know what the one thing we are?
We know a few things about
Do you know what the one thing we are?
What are we?
As always.
Curious.
As fuck. Leif Erikson's, but right away, if you hear that, does your generation automatically think SpongeBob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
So what is it on SpongeBob that they're celebrating?
I don't know. It's just literally something that SpongeBob woke up one morning, and I think he's like, October 9th, and he slaps on the Viking hat.
And shut up. Shut up. Let's just do a little posty post about that, shall we?
My friend Spencer, he texted me, saying happy Leif Erikson Day. And I literally sent a screenshot of me saying it to
How do you spell it?
Leif. L-E-I-F.
I should spell it.
No.
Like the Rick. What is it? L-E-I-F?
L-E-I-F. And then Eric with a K. Son. But yeah, it's literally what I woke up to and noticed that it was Leif Erikson Day, so I had to send out my, annual little happy Leif Erikson Day, y'all. Yeah. People are going to flood the comments and be like,
ooh. That's what I want.
Are you,
I want to see.
Are you of the descent?
I am. All the fucking way.
I have a feeling.
Oh, and do you want to know what Grandpa always told me the proof was? That because only Uncle Roy and I have it. I think Uncle Josh did too, but he's not here.
Rip.
Yeah. Whole nother podcast show. Boy, that's going to be a doozy. The flaps on the eyes. Right here. How they cover my very distinctive almond-shaped eyes is apparently a Viking trait.
Is it?
It is. But who the fuck? I don't know dick about dick about dick.
Exactly.
So, but I guess for a wee minute to feel important on Leif Erikson Sunday. Erikson's day. What is that, October 9th?
Yes.
When is Landon's birthday? It is, I always forget, but let me see if I'm right. Is it the 19th of October? Fuck yes, I finally got it.
I know it's always a week after that.
Yeah, but I don't remember your.
Yeah, you do.
It's Columbus Day. Yeah. No, it's not. Yom Kippur, it's something. He's one of those stupid-ass October holidays.
No, it's before Columbus Day.
But it's a holiday, isn't it? Yom Kippur, it's something. Isn't his...
Apple does not have a...
Oh, probably not.
...holiday.
Well, I think it's Yom Kippur. What is that, a Jewish... I don't know what that is. But we're not... I shouldn't even say that. Never mind. Moving right along.
Sorry, never mind.
Moving right along.
You know what someone said to me yesterday at work?
Could you pull that SpongeBob picture back up, please? I would like to do an artsy-fartsy photo shot.
Do you want me to send it to you?
No, I want to take a picture of it on your phone. I want it to be, more random.
Thanks. You're welcome.
So, carry on. What were you asking?
You know what someone said to me at work?
Hard telling.
Man. When I am in the groove, so it's definitely, we're in the vaccine season, so it's fucking busy.
God, that's a whole nother fucking show.
So it's getting busy, and
Ooh!
I'm, fucking cranking people in and out, fucking high-bye shit. Well, when I'm like in the zone, I'm like in between patients. It's like quick smile, hey, how you doing, blah blah blah, how am I help you, blah, blah, blah. Person comes up in line, and this is how I know that I have like hardcore RBFAs. But like in that moment, I'm fucking happy as a clam. My day ain't long. I'm fucking getting in and out of here. Motherfucker comes up and he goes, "You don't look happy. Are you having a day?" And I looked at him and I go, "I'm having a great day. How can I help you?" Carried on like I was, like he was trying to fucking put me down. I was like, "Nope, this is just my face. I'm in the zone right now."
Well, Monday, do you want to know what triggered me with the fat fuck that made me post about if anything happened to me, I'm going to catch a case and I'm going to catch a hardcore felony? This dude, I'm eating grapes. And you just know one of those motherfuckers. And it was intended towards, like, being chubby. Mm-hmm. By the way that you're eating those grapes. And I'm like, get the... And I'm... Immediately, in Christy's testament, Christy, if you're listening, you can back me up on this. The minute I caught a whiff of that, I'm sitting here.
Well, would you like to elaborate more?
No.
Start from the beginning.
Get the fuck out of my store, dude. Mm-hmm. And he was so taken back, Sonia, that dude wanted to hurt me. Like, no woman has ever talked to him. And he was like, First off, he wasn't here for no plants. He tried to tell me, well, that's not a good way to run a business. Well, you ain't here for plants, and I don't need your business.
I was going to say, you're stepping into business that you're not even...
Get the fuck out of my store. And when he walked in with his coffee cup, told me, told us he didn't see Christy. He walked in here, signed, and was looking for the owner right away. I know he was sent in here, or I know he was. I'm not even... That's not even a guesstimate. My women intuition, no. Pissed him off right away that he couldn't fuck. And then he seen Christy was here, like, oh, somebody else is here. Had us blocked in this office. Oh, no, Mama Bear came out. It was like, oh. I think I even, like, scared Christy. Like, I've never seen that side of her before. But I was instant fucking, get the fuck
like
out of my store.
You're not going to step in my fucking place of business.
And, well, even Christy's like, whoa, 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 put her hand up to the, because she's standing right there, and I'm sitting right here, and he's blocking the doorway. We don't do that here, dude.
No.
So you're going to get told, and he got told, and it hurt his fucking feelings, so he walked muttering to himself out of here. I'm like, well, I'll just call Walker, the Walker boys next time. And he's like, well, I know the Walker boys. And I'm like, thought you were new here. Don't.
Next get, question.
As you're catching the next bus, because you're on foot here, dude, don't.
I bet them Walker boys know you. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. I would be dead before the Walker boys would even get here, and they're a little off. They hang out everywhere.
Yeah, your son-in-law worried. Sounds like he came in to check on you the other day.
He did. That was so sweet. It was even on my day off, so I wasn't even supposed to be here.
Oh, but you were here?
Oh. Yeah, I was doing this shit. Because getting ready for the holidays, I'm getting ready for my big send-off to myself. Look at, mom's so proud of herself. Look what I built here.
You should be.
Whether it sold or not, this is like the best therapy I ever could have, ever. And it was still cheaper than sitting in, well, I would never sit in a therapist chair. Because you know what therapist means? And I'm not like knocking anybody that takes therapy. But
oh, I already seen
it. Yeah, well, you don't gotta be in it forever. You gotta use it to your intentionally. If you just wanted something to bitch about, get a journal and write it down.
Yeah, but coming from personal experience too, some people, also like the validation from others from like a different perspective.
I get that.
An unbiased perspective.
I guess.
Because like my therapist will reach out to me here and there. She'll be like, hey, just want to let you know that based on your deductible, like your sessions are blah, blah, blah dollars. Just would love to hear from you. And I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, but do you see that alone right there?
It's because I haven't needed her. I went for my time that I felt like I needed guidance on from another perspective.
Yeah, but you made the decision that you don't need it. And
I know,
she's
and I, respect,
reaching out
I respectfully
like it's,
tell her every time. Yeah. I go, I will reach out to you when the time is.
Let me just stop you right there. Those earrings are phenomenal.
Thank you.
They are. I wish we had visuals right now on that. We'll have to be sure to shoot. Those ones right now are my favorite that you just said on there. We should be
doing. I know, I've been doing different.
Those ones are gorgeous, those beads, the shape, very, very well done, kiddo.
I know, I'm feeling very selfish. I want to take these ones from
home. Oh my God, those are... Were those from the Amazon beads as well, that we'll never buy beads from Amazon again?
Yes, it was actually. These ones came in from the bigger bag. It was in a bigger bag.
Oh, okay. But still, we're not buying. You have to charge a lot for those, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing. I'm about to charge a fucking sciatica fee for these fucking earrings.
Hunched over, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you gotta get yourself one of these. This is the best $14.98 from Amazon I ever bought, was this.
No offense, but you gotta have money to buy that shit.
Well, I'll buy you one. What size? Same size mine. 38B.
You don't need to buy me one.
38B.
Yeah, thanks for exposing my tiny ass fucking titty.
The same size as me! Yeah. I have perfect.
I'm just kidding.
Lady bits.
That doesn't stop my husband from putting his face
in the camera. Look at mine are perfect. They are perfect lady bits. My nipples are perfect. Everything about my lady chest is perfect. And I can toot my own horn. They might be not as, like, perky, but they're still pretty. But they're still kind of perky.
No, I do like my little boobies.
Now, we could talk about Aunt Michelle for a little minute. She had a little slip and fall accident at the playground with Ayla and... Wow, talk about her areolas, like as big as a sunflower, bruise.
Be nice.
She fell down, fell.
Like her titties fell off?
She caught the brunt of her fall. Like, imagine her hands weren't in her pockets, but imagine if you fell down and your chest caught the brunt of your fall, and your little mammary glands, your little mounds caught the, you know, the brunt of a fall down, go boom. It just gives me the willies thinking about it.
No, I have to be careful anyway.
Never mind.
Fucking.
I would never. But what anything, moving right along. You should see our little microphone set up today. Well done. Till we can get it all situated.
I know, I'm glad I can, like, hear how we sound, too.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I'll get there. When we're in our studio,
because you're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, when we get to our studio, have you ever heard your sister laugh? It's so funny.
I love her laugh.
I know, right? And people used to, you know, there was a time that when I was young that I let people tell me I laughed too loud.
Oh, yeah.
I toned it down. But every time I hear her laugh, and then there was this other lady, Wendy. Hi, Wendy, if you're listening. Wendy Crago, different Wendy. She would laugh at work, and it would just reverberate through the building, and I loved it. But people would get so mad at her laugh, and I could literally, at your brother's wedding, people would stop, like, who's laughing? And it was Isabel.
Mm-hmm. I vividly remember, what was it? Elementary school. It was like fifth grade, I think. Yeah, fifth grade. We went to the auditorium at the high school for some play, I think, for the high schoolers. We're walking to our seats, and Sydney and some of our friends were just fucking laughing, and someone said something so stupid that I laughed so loud, and Sydney's like, damn, loud enough, like saying some shit, yeah. And from then I was like, I don't want to laugh.
See, isn't it funny how those types of, just the simplest things will change the trajectory of your self-confidence.
Oh, you mean on top of having crooked teeth then too? Yeah, I know.
Simmer down. At least you weren't 400 pounds as a toddler. Well,
chubby, crooked teeth, loud laugh.
Middle kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, but look at what you morphed into.
I know.
It's fun to be a late bloomer. I watch people. I mean, it's got to be. It's one of the best drugs ever to watch some dude that you went to high school with do a fucking fucking that. What, Jack? And I'm like, yeah, I'm always going to be.
Is that you?
Like, yeah, I'm always going to be tinier than whatever, you know, because I graduated from high school at 318 pounds. Look at these dudes do a double take. Like, is that? Damn right, fuck you, dick. It sure is, and I'm hot at 55. Ain't that some shit? What, you were a cheerleader, huh? You still got that what hairdo? All I got to say is karma's a motherfucker. If you were a total dick... Bill Osterhoff, R.I.P. Dude, seriously, I'm telling you, if you were a wicked fuck, it's coming back no matter how old you are. Remember that time? I'll never forget. You kids went to Northview and it was raining.
Fuck Northview.
Right, it was raining. But you were talking about how some girl was teasing some other girl. And how I told you, sometimes the universe has a strange way. You mock a girl that's got a scar on her face. Sometimes you fall and trip over a stick and you got a scar on your face. Mm-hmm. That's just how karma works.
One thing I do appreciate about being a late bloomer for shit like that. I mean, come to find out, I was a late bloomer because of my heart defect. But fucking,
I don't have any excuses. Oh, well, I was fat.
Well, you're still genetics, but...
Well, I guess hormonally, or what do they call it now?
Trauma.
POS fucking. Disease. Well, yeah, that too.
I mean,
trauma, that's the gateway to it all.
But, one thing I will be grateful for is, one thing that I have that I know bitches don't have, I don't have armpit hair.
You know what that is, I heard? Because I don't have very much hair either.
Not like...
Really, anywhere.
Like, I don't have the chafed fucking armpits or nothing.
No, I don't either. I don't ever. Or my legs, I could, you know.
Well, fuck
I don't,
off. I have
hair. Well, I could. I like to sleep with myself, so I'm always shaving my legs no matter what. No matter.
Or, well, you know, rubbing your legs like crickets.
Yeah, fucking, exactly. Yeah. But I read that's a trait of your indigenous background, is not having a lot of bodily hair. Mm. I don't know if it's true or not, but. So don't come at me with your, what's your fucking sores? I gotta know you now! I'm gonna cancel you!
But no, I mean,
but I don't either.
I do fear for the bitches that, like, always feel like they have to shave their armpits. I mean, people have been loosely about it now, like, go you, power to you.
That aren't doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, the people that
imagine
do.
Imagine the freedom.
I would fucking hate the itchiness of, like, feeling the hairs grow back, the dryness.
Yeah, no, that's why I will always have a nice, well-groomed hooch. And I'm not ever going... And not that I ever had a lot of, you know, bushwhacker,
right.
You know, hair
don't,
there. Anyway.
Don't knock the bush. Some people like it.
No, I know. I still have the triangle. Right. But, I mean, there wasn't a lot there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But women of... I suppose my age group and older, they're shaving their fucking face.
Huh?
The chin hairs. I've knock on hairs. Yeah, knock on some wood. I don't have.
That's fucking bamboo.
It's wood. This is a wood ruler. That I don't have the whiskers quite yet. That. I mean, I get them here and there, but that's just from...
Oh,
but
I get
I don't,
the Mexican stash.
Yeah, I do too, but it's not the... There used to be this lady at the post office, and they were always really mean there, and I would... And she had a full beard, and I'd be like, you really shouldn't be mean to people, because...
She just
you
mad
got a full-blown mask that you don't even groom or nothing, and it's black, and... Some days when you're not nice to me, I want to point that out. She's retired, but I would be like, wow, I wonder what that's from. But
hormones?
No, I know, but I don't get it because I don't have any of that stuff.
So genetics? My...
Well, maybe my hormones are imbalanced. I don't know. But I don't, what is that disease that they throw around, POS?
PCOS.
PCOS. I got PCOS disease. And no, I'm not diminishing anybody that has that for realsies. But it is one of those trending diagnoses that and if you're any sort of pattern recognitionist, you can clearly see what the trending dis-ease is. And then the pill that's following it with a fucked up commercial. And not that I even watch TV, but you can't even watch a YouTube video without one of them. Do you suffer from? And then it's like potential side effects. Anal leakage. And it goes on and on. Like, what is the incentive of taking this? Like, my first original problem wasn't that bad, but golly, if I take this pill, I'll have a whole slew of other shit that I can get more pills for.
Yeah.
I felt bad the other day because I took an Excedrin. I never take pills, like, ever, and I'm not mocking anybody that takes pills, but because of my sciatica really bugging me, I took one of those, and you know what made me sad? Because it took my pain away.
Funny how that fucking works,
I
huh?
I know. And I was like, damn, I see why you guys pop pills all the fucking time. Damn. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Sorry, I might be loud for a second.
Damn, Sonia.
Shut up. Jesus.
Happy Leif Erica Sunday. Oh, what, that new tool not working out for you?
That one tool does one specific thing, and it doesn't do the thing that I need it to do right now.
Okay.
Gotcha, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Missed me in bitches. Are you mocking your mother?
No, why would I ever fucking do that?
Why would you?
Right?
That's a whole different podcast that we've touched upon. What episode is that?
Fuck if I know.
I know, right? We don't even listen to her. Sure.
That's okay.
Cringe.
People listen for us.
We are the real deal. We don't have to listen to it twice. Sometimes I do just to see the alignment of my life because this is my fucking show.
All right, hunchback, straighten up.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
But no, you really should get. I'll get you one for Christmas.
I don't need one.
Wait, have you seen it? It's so nice. Look at. I'm telling you, it is very.
Does it clasp in the front?
Yeah.
Does it not put pressure right here?
No. And it lifts all this up and back. You literally can feel that it pulls your shoulders back.
I'll be the judge of that because one of my scars from my heart surgery is right here. And when I wear bras, it literally rubs on that scar and it fucking hurts.
I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable. Well, they have a back enclosure one too, but I like the front. We all have our shit. Exactly.
What else was I gonna say?
How's your Celsius?
Fucking delicious.
It's not good for you.
It's better than meth.
You got me there. You showed up! I can't even imagine. Nothing against meth users.
I
seen a little thing where they have to douse.
Huh?
A house. They have to completely fog a house if it's meth.
Covered in meth? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I seen this video of this couple that inherited their mom's, you know, their parents' property, and she smoked for 30 odds.
The fucking
years.
Layers of.
Holy fuck, the dishes.
Why do
the
you think
dishes,
they stopped
everything
you smoking in the fucking
was just
places?
Like, I'm from the era where we could literally, my parents could smoke at a restaurant while we fucking ate.
I know.
In the car with the windows rolled up. Yeah. Yikes. Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no wonder why they fucking stopped. That shit was hard to clean out.
Clean out? Do you think it's coming out of your lungs?
No, I meant like cleaning your place of business type shit.
Oh, I can't.
Fuck
all
that.
Those restaurants.
Fuck
probably
that,
had to pay. $3.37. Coincidence? I think not. That's the time. What, did we discuss the date? It is October
9th.
Golly. Wow. That's crazy.
My boy turns 9.
Well, that's even crazier. He's so mature. You see his little before and after pictures that I post. He was so young back in, well, duh, but.
I know we just came across my homecoming court one.
Yeah, the one that I tagged you in.
Yeah.
That black and white one.
Yeah, pretty. I wonder if I was the only one that was on homecoming court that had.
I'm pretty sure.
My baby.
Well, in the town of Saranac, maybe not so much anymore. You probably, somebody's taken your title.
Probably not, but.
It's probably over.
Oh, what's the one saying? I fucking walk so the other bitches could, or.
Yeah.
Whatever
I
fucking.
You paved the way for the other bitches.
Mm-hmm.
It's called leadership.
Suck on that. For being a fucking statistic.
Leadership.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, well. You can probably think, what was that hit show? 15 and Pregnant or whatever that dumbass
16
show.
And Pregnant?
Yeah, whatever you kids watch along with your Vines.
Did you know and people used to ask me?
If you were on the show?
If I was on the show. Mm. Or if, I think someone... in school or whatever.
That would really have made me Mom of the Year.
I would not want my life on display like that, I guess.
We're legit doing a podcast.
No, I mean like then. Like I wouldn't.
Oh, not then. Now it's a little to tell your stories.
Like how busy all that shit was then? All the shit that was going on? Fuck no. No. Get that fucking camera out of my face type shit. Absolutely not.
Yeah, but if you don't...
Plus, the people that were on the show are, like, fucking traumatized now.
Okay,
from...
look, if you don't understand that that show was a social contagion, I mean, that was all planned. It worked.
Yeah, if they told me that this was, like, partially scripted, I'd be like, absolutely not.
You're living proof that it was glorified.
Mm-hmm.
That particular lifestyle was definitely glorified by that show. It definitely served its purpose. If you don't think in any way that that show wasn't placed upon the airwaves on purpose.
I think the people that still were like, that were 16 and pregnant on that show, they talk about shit like that now.
They should.
I follow some of them on Facebook.
They should, but, you know, and you have a perfect place to be, you know, tell your story in it as well. You statistically are definitely an overachiever, but
I wouldn't say I'm an overachiever.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit because have you been watching any of the? Oh my God, they took my food stamps, or I can't buy candy no more.
Oh yeah, Ben and I talk about that shit all the time.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Like,
I was just
that is a like legit career for some young ladies.
That make their living from it. Yeah, yeah.
Like, for realsies. But it was glorified somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it was passed down, well, my mom did it, I didn't have no dad, or whatever the case may be. Any way you slice it is definitely a social contagion, just like the trans thing right now. But whatever, that's a whole nother show.
I don't know what you're referring to.
The trans?
Yeah.
Movement?
What about it? In general?
Well, if you're any sort of pattern recognitionist, you know that that is a relatively new social construct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which leads me to believe it's just another social contagion placed here on purpose to distract, divide, separate, fuck up, twist.
I mean...
ick. And then
again,
to each his own.
You can... Yeah, exactly. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, don't shove it down my throat.
Yeah, just don't fucking shove that shit down my throat.
I hope all our DeLulus come true. But don't be mean about it. Don't be a dick. I got the cutest card. So, see that card up there?
Mm-hmm.
That's my with my $37 check. It's from Kat, if you're listening, from Manchester, New Hampshire. Actually, I won't say her proper city, but in the vicinity of Manchester, New Hampshire. She's on the list of us to go drive to. Mm-hmm. She's about 14 hours away on, like, towards Sarah. She's only a little ways away from Sarah. That'll be fun to go to that coast, and we'll have a lobster roll and drive home. How fun would that be?
Lobster roll? I don't think I've ever really had one.
Do you eat seafood? You like shrimp.
I know, but I'm saying I don't think I've ever really
I know I never have, but I watched
Jacob likes them.
No, I know. I watched Jacob and Brian order a lobster roll. We went to this, forgive me, I don't remember the name, but it was in East Grand Rapids, lovely little restaurant where they had their oysters and stuff. Well, Jacob ordered a lobster roll. It was $32 for his plate.
I think that's what he got when we went to the store.
I shit you not. It was this big. It was legit a piece of garlic bread that they put, like, the lobster mix in between and made
it
a roll.
$30 bucks?
It was $32 with some chips. I better get to go on the fishing excursion that cost
fucking
lobsters.
Literally, yeah.
Because, no. It's just not, like, where I gotta have. I'm not even, like, I gotta have oysters. I'm not even really, I gotta have, like... a specific meal, like I know you like your, you know, Alfredo and certain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly will go for the atmosphere and top shelf tequila and just be able to sit back and have a couple sips of an alcoholic drink and some fries dipped in ranch. However, there is this restaurant in Holland, I think it's called 76. Mm-hmm. They took a date, put an almond in the middle, wrapped it in bacon, and deep fried it as an appetizer for this dip. It was surprisingly, I think it even had some feta maybe. I think it was an almond feta. It was surprisingly, with this smoked almond in the middle, was what's the smoked bacon. Oh my god, it was so good.
Bacon.
Quit fucking mocking me, jewelry maker. Oh. Hunchback.
I know. Of Notre Dame. Literally, I think of that every
you
time.
You gotta duct tape. You gotta duct tape your back.
Fuck.
I know. Fucking. So I'm loving my new leggings, like butter.
I know. What do you
say? Like butter. Hilera.
$10.
Well, you're
fucking practically because you paid shipping too.
No, I did not pay any shipping because I had a $157 order 2 months ago. I'm still waiting on it to get the rest of it to get here. But seriously, like butter, these leggings are nice, Hilera. I see what the big buzz is about. We're not sponsored by them in any way, but I do like to be quite the fashionista. What are we going to do? I'm still going to dress up when we have a podcast studio and nobody sees us.
That's fine.
I'm still going to dress like, you know, your stylish mom.
However, cool mom.
I started wearing these Beryl sweatpants that I got while I was thrifting with your sister, and they're yellow. Oh my god, I didn't think I would like them either, but holy shit. Have I gotten so many compliments on it? Even Aunt Michelle, first thing, oh my god, I like your pants! Oh, what kind of pants are those?
Seriously! I love when I compliment customers. Be like, can I ask where you got that? Okay. Oh, I thrifted it. Be like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Man, of course
but
you
But let's
it.
Have a little chit-chat about thrifting prices, shall we? What the fuck, Goodwill?
Thrifting ain't thrifting no more.
Seriously, what the fuck? Garage sailors even think they got... I'm like, do you want to get rid of her or not?
I'm sorry, do you know
Are you fucking kidding me?
That we're in, ma'am?
Goddamn, I know. And as a business owner, I just read something that was very profound. I should try to find it. I'm going to look for it real quick because as a business owner, especially when I get to talk a little bit more freely about the business end, because there is no shortage of unique plant boutique podcast pater, from my end anyway, the next owner will have his or her own. God, they're walking into such a great place too. I'm really excited for them. But
I think you're just most excited too.
To be the fuck out of here. Yeah. Whether I sold it or not.
You're like, okay, bye.
Yeah. See ya. No offense, but I've outgrown it, and that's okay.
I think you still just needed to do this for you, and you did.
No, I did.
Yeah.
And I succeeded so well at it. Oh, I probably deleted it, but it made so much sense. I wish I would have deleted it, because I was like, you can't post that, Jen. I wanted to. Maybe I put it in my screenshots. Let's just double check. I did not, but it said... Just because a customer questions your prices doesn't mean you have to lower your prices.
Oh, exactly.
You know, and I get so tired of, I don't even know how to explain it. Christy probably we should have on the show one day, so maybe Christy could, after this is said and done, be able, from an outsider's perspective, because she'll literally say, wow, I really thought you were just being paranoid. But it's for reals. You know, because she gets to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Or how many people will buy a plant from Home Depot and then want my plant care knowledge for free. As if I owe it to them.
Like, you didn't get this plant from me, first off.
Right. Yeah, I know. So that whole... And then so when I get pissy, people are like, oh!
How fucking dare you?
Murder!
Yeah.
What the fuck is she doing?
Literally.
Yeah, I can't do that no more. I'm gonna catch a case. And it's gonna be a case of the I fucking told you so's for reals. I'm gonna spill all the tea. And I'm gonna name some of you customers by name. There's about four of you women from year one. Stay tuned. Let's see. I bet you all know who you are. Because I know you're listening.
Just let them listen.
I know. That's why I said it's going to be fun. And then I have... Oh, I got book club this weekend. And talk about a snore fucking fest. I can't stand having to read a book that does not trip my trigger in any way. I toughed myself through the Brooke Shields and the Naomi Watts. But this one is like, oh my god, the narrator's voice. I paid $20 for this Audible book and it's like nails on a chalkboard. It's called The Correspondent. I'm going to keep going with it a little bit just to see if there's a special food that I can bring to this week's book club. Mm-hmm. But this, you know, and I have, fuck. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. You just probably caused a major noise.
I probably did.
I know. It changed colors while you were working. But look at you go. I thought I was cool doing bracelets. Damn, hunchback.
Jesus. I was going to say, what's not fucking cool is my hunchback.
I know. My feet are numb. I got my heels on, and my feet are just digging in. Man, my feet are cold because it's, what, 7 6?
That's on you for wearing sandals.
I'm not ready to put my toes that I paid a lot of money for, mind you.
You paid a lot of money for what, happened before you got your toes done.
Yeah, but if somebody... All right, that's fair.
Miss Deluxe.
I don't need that gel shit that I gotta have a special nail polish remover to fucking get it off.
That
should have been, yeah, told to me that this just don't come off with regular nail polish remover.
Oh, you've tried already?
No. You said I wouldn't.
I never said that.
Well, I'll try tonight, but if it fucks it up, I'm gonna be pissed.
Fucks what up?
Well, you can't make much more, but look at how much they grew. Of course, it's been how many weeks now since Jake's wedding? He even looks different.
We're going on a month.
Isn't that insane? So we just threw episode 37 out there, didn't even listen to it. Just gonna throw one out there, sticks, what don't.
It's okay, I just can't wait till we get into the motion of...
Real different.
Like actually secure. Talking about the shit that we want to talk about, mm-hmm. not just like little snippets, mm-hmm. more of like, hey, to elaborate on mm-hmm. this story from this episode, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like, I got a lot of shit that I want to talk about that I know is definitely going to get like people's attention. Yeah. I
would like to be able to have guests in where they felt safe and secure and not a public store attached to it.
Right.
You know, a nice little cozy office. Or a studio apartment with a bathtub. Mommy misses my bath time. So I am manifesting, like a banshee, my own living space. It's coming. I'm already sitting on a winning lottery ticket, you know.
Good.
There are prices to be paid when you're creative.
Fucking literally. And that label I slap on there is going to be like, damn, it took me this long to fucking do this shit.
Mm-hmm. That's why you can't price with the scarcity mindset. Because your time is valuable, all of it. The ups, the downs, and the all of fucking rounds. Well, I wonder what this particular, in quotation mark, friend wants to have a chit chat about in the morning.
Oh, she's coming. They're coming in the morning?
No, she's going to call me. She's going to text first and tell me she's calling, and then we'll call. This should be really interesting. Stay tuned, because I'm curious.
I know. It's hard trying to, like, sometimes when I am so curious, I tell myself, no, you're just being nosy. I go, no, I'm not. I'm genuinely just, I want to know. There's information that I want to know.
That's fair. I think that's valid. But there is a fine line, like say.
Like I have no
one. If you were fishing, see, I can't stand people that you know clearly, like this particular friend that I'm talking about wants to call in the morning. In my gut and heart of heart, intuition knows she's fishing for information because of some of the things I've posted recently on my socials.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part bothers me when you're not transparent enough to say, through text, hey, you know, I'm really intrigued with this particular verbiage that you used in your post. Can we talk about it in the morning?
Yeah.
So automatically, my trust is, you know, everything is peaked because my nervous system detects somebody that cannot be transparent. Mm-hmm. So
there's a difference between being nosy and fishing for information.
Yeah. If there's an intent, and I guess we all can play detective too if you were trying to figure something out. So there's a fine line, I would dare say.
But it's like, if I find you interesting, yeah, I'm definitely going to ask.
Oh, I find everything interesting though. I want to know, even if you're a fucking shithead, I want to know if you have any self-reflection to know.
Like, I want to know if my intuition is right about what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, that validation is the shit.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I get a little cocky and use the eye all the time, is because I know how to test my intuition to see if I'm right. So, yeah. I mean, you know. Events. Gotta double check on the time of the score. Tomorrow is having their big plant giveaway.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
I know, right? Why didn't that come up?
What should I make for dinner? Yeah, I feel the same way.
I ate my dinner already. We DoorDashed deliciousness. Wow, it's already 4 o'clock. Fuck yes. I was gonna stay late today, but I don't know if I'm gonna. My feet are cold.
I know, I love it. Our AC unit still doesn't work. Well, my sweet husband, he is starting to get a little burnt out himself trying to figure out what's wrong with our AC. And I love him so much for trying, like, literally everything. And we're back. Sorry about that.
Well, not sorry, because it's customers walking into my other business, Unique Plant Boutique, and that was a nice little rush, and I even had to give away a $37 plant for my loyal customer, Tyler, who does listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Please let his name be Tyler. It's Tyler.
You said it, so I hope.
Yeah, it's Tyler. Yeah.
Not like you said it when he was here.
Yeah, it is. I said, thanks, Tyler.
Yeah.
But his order form, it said Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're good. Because sometimes I do forget names. But whatever.
What were we talking about?
I'm hard telling.
For real.
Totally.
Jesus.
Could have been worse.
True.
So we've been talking for, I don't know, 40
something minutes.
Good. I like our banter back and forth, Sonia. It pleases me. It is a great foundation for where we're headed.
I agree.
Yeah, and these cool. Oh my God, I wish you had vision right now. These earrings are Gorgina. I can totally see me in Greece wearing a wraparound bathing suit, skirt, a bikini top, because I don't care what I look like in the Europeans. Oh, even with your scarf, on the scarf, like if I was wearing one of those on my head. My hair's not long enough for that, but my mother always wore her hair in a handkerchief like you do. And
you're fibbing.
No, I'm not. And would put rollers in her hair. Brush rollers or pin curl her fucking hair and go to bed on it. That's a no for me. I'm glad we got curling irons now.
For real.
But when I was a kid, it was always the Saturday before Easter. They had to put our hair in sponge rollers, and that hurt. It was a lot.
No thanks.
Yeah, but Grandma Mongar is the only other woman I've ever known that can pull off the handkerchief on top of her head.
Bandana.
Well, back in her day, it was called a handkerchief.
Back in her day.
No, yeah, bandana. Good.
It's a lot to tame this hair, okay?
I was just talking about my hair this morning with Aunt Michelle. Do you know what it's like to be getting gray pubic hair poking out of your, like, once lush, auburn, youthful, silky hair, which is now this bed of straw with white brilio pokes here and there throughout. And then I pick at my split ends incessantly, so I've got probably bald spots everywhere. But not because my hair is falling out, it's because I'm legit pulling it out myself, just because I'm like...
Right, yeah. No, I do that too.
Yes. And you get in the right light, man, you're fucked. You could just sit there and pick for hours. But I just read, and Christy confirmed, do you know that towel drying your hair is one of the worst things you can do, and most split ends happen when your hair is wet? Like for you using the wrong brush combing your hair, or... But most split ends are caused while your hair is wet and sleeping on the wrong...
Oh, the only time I brush my hair is before I get in the shower.
And the wrong pillowcase. Apparently, those people that wear silk bonnets on their heads are onto something. I don't know if I
tried
could.
The whole
I don't
bonnet
know
thing.
I don't know if I could even do a silk pillowcase.
Well, no, like I couldn't say, it wouldn't stay on.
Oh, we need totally go on a cruise and be able to wear, oh my God, can you imagine these earrings with my gold dress that I couldn't wear to Jake's wedding that cost me almost $300 from China that they wouldn't take it back. Oh my God.
Oh
no,
my God.
Oh my God, we could go.
Ones, actually,
we need to go to a formal gathering. Christmas party.
I know, shit, my hunchback's about to fucking get paid for my hunchback shit.
I've got to show you a screenshot just to prove that I am looking to take care of this and remedy that problem.
Yeah, you're going to learn real quick how tired you're going to feel fucking doing
I've
that.
Already tried it. I think I hurt my shoulder. I think I'm... The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to either see an acupuncture, somebody help me detox, something. This has been a very yet aligning experience. It has been a very stressful experience and done a number on my cortisol.
But I can do hard things.
So I'm straight!
I know, Ben was telling me to do something because I think I slept on my shoulder wrong. And it was like affecting my neck.
I've been doing my exercises, but these lichens are like butter. It flew away. You didn't get it. Well, I looked up the plant giveaway. I don't see anything on it. It's the deal, Leo. Somebody from Travel City is on my website right now, as we speak.
I think I'm going to go home and create some more stuff.
That's perfect.
And bring them back here. But I'm going to leave this rack here.
Okay, well, we put a little something on the Insta of what you, for the podcast Insta. Mm-hmm. And make sure that it goes to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your homework for tonight.
Well,
and
on that
the
note...
And the other shit that we talked about on this end of the business.
Yes. Yeah. On that note, thanks for tuning in to another episode of...
You mean some winding ride of our daily stories?
Daily lives.
Yeah.
Talking about literally anything.
Another day in a life, and this is my life. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
I love you so much.
I love you, Mommy.
You have to load those chairs into your car.
Fuck
now.
Those chairs,
you're
man.
You're taking
I
those
forgot.
Fucking chairs. Sonny's taking the old podcast chairs home with her.
And
hope my husband
is like...
If you could get a little coin, that's great. Don't be just giving them away if you're not going to keep them.
I'm just going to be to my girlfriend if she wants
them. Well, whatever. But we're going to manifest a new comfy area for me sliding on out of here.
Those therapist chairs.
How fun. But I gotta have a nice, fluffy, oversized love seat.
I'm
or
sure they
cup.
Make something.
You know, something. Because there's enough room now in that one little cup, our little corner. Stay tuned, because it's gonna be new.
It'll be nice.
And Sonia's earrings will be on display for sale or shipment out of here. So stay tuned to Sandy's earring catalog and my bracelets that coordinate as we sort out our new creativity studio. But this is fun. Thanks for like finagling this little microphone dealy deal. Got the cutest picture of you that I posted on Facebook. What was that? You heard it even with my headphones on?
Yeah, this thing picks up some serious sound.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Well,
on that note, weirdness.
Yeah, as always,
stay curious.